want to apologize for being late. And this week also, it was a very difficult week because I had a cold on Friday. And on Saturday, I lost my voice. Praise the Lord, today I think you can listen to me. So praise God for that. And thank you again for starting the service and the good readings in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. We pray. God, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your people. Ask you to forgive my sin. Ask you, Lord, to speak through me to your people. Who am I? Open our eyes to see you. Help us, Lord, to understand your word and to live according to the word you have given us and you are going to give us today. May your name be praised and glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen. They did not get it. The disciples of Christ did not get it. What they didn't get? In John 20 verse 9 already, which has been read to us, it is said that they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They didn't get it. The whole time they spent with him, about 3 years, they didn't get the message of resurrection. I hope for us today, we will get that message of resurrection. The disciple and the all Israelites did not get the message of resurrection because the teaching about the resurrection at that time was a new teaching for them. They didn't get the message. A group of religious people called the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. Throughout the redemptive history, many liberal Bible scholars, teachers, have questioned the resurrection of Jesus. They didn't want to believe it. So when Jesus was going to raise even Lazarus from death, Mary tried to stop Jesus from doing that because she did not believe in the possibility of resurrection after 3 days of death. We have many prophetic texts on the death of the Messiah rather than his resurrection. I'm now going to give you a list of a bunch of texts talking about the death of Jesus, talking about his suffering, and talking about the resurrection of people. But about his own resurrection, we have only Psalm 16, verse 10, which speaks, thank you, brother, which speaks directly about the resurrection of Jesus. And it was quoted by Paul in Acts chapter 2, we read already, verse 25 through 28. And according to the context of that text, it was applied first to David, but it was fulfilled through Jesus. It was a text talking about the resurrection of Jesus. So Jesus taught about his resurrection. He explained to the disciples what the scripture, the Bible, taught about him, Jesus himself, but they didn't understand the message. In Luke, for example, chapter 18, from verse 31 through 34, Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." He said that to his disciples. The disciples did not understand any of this. The meaning was hidden. The meaning of resurrection, of that message, was hidden from them. And they did not know what he was talking about. We did not get it. We can see many reasons for which we didn't get this message of resurrection. The text about Mary Magdalene we just read, she acted as a mother. She wanted to see the dead body of Jesus. She didn't go to the tomb to look for the risen Jesus. She was looking for the body of her son, of Jesus, that's all. And when she didn't see the body of Jesus, see what she said, "Oh, they have taken my Lord away." She was under deep emotion and could not even remember the message Jesus gave them about his own resurrection. She was crying and was weeping. As you know, a Jewish person can loudly weep, can loudly cry when it's about death. I can imagine how she was weeping outside, looking for the dead body of Jesus. That's one. Keep that in mind. Mary, under emotion, looking only for the dead body. The disciples were also fearful. We don't have time to read all texts about them. I will summarize for you. They stayed in the house with the door locked, if you read in John 20 from verse 19. They did even not care about seeking to see the resurrected Jesus. They were fearful. They cared about their own life. They were in fear to death about their own life because they thought the Jewish people will seek to kill all of them because they were the disciples of Jesus. They didn't remember anything about the message Jesus gave them. He will be raised from death. Thomas was lost in his unbelief, Mary emotion, sorrow. The disciples of fear, Thomas unbelief, one of the disciples. He was a man of doubt since he became one of the disciples. And remember, Thomas questioned Jesus' words of comfort to the disciples, saying, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" When Jesus said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life," Thomas didn't believe in it. So when he heard about the resurrection of Jesus, Thomas, he said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." Whoa. He went too far. Not only to see with his eyes, but to touch with his finger. Not only his finger. He wanted the whole hand going around the body of Jesus again to make sure that Jesus who was crucified. So for him, Jesus was crucified and he was dead forever. They didn't believe it. He didn't believe in the resurrection. Again, the two disciples in Luke 24, verse 21, and so on. The two disciples discouraged and maybe who may be on the run to a village called Emmaus. They had a wrong belief about Jesus. They thought Jesus was the one who was going to redeem Israel. So the testimonies of the woman about the resurrection of Jesus were an amazement for the two disciples who were running away because they were running away from fear to hide themselves. And in addition, they said some of the women came and gave a testimony about the resurrection. It was amazing. They went to the tomb early this morning, but did not find the body of Jesus, the two disciples said. And they were talking to Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. And they came, those two women came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. They do not even remember any message Jesus gave them about his resurrection. In short, nobody among the disciples of Jesus got the message of resurrection taught by Jesus in many ways and in various occasions. The parable of the temple, the resurrection of Lazarus, and the numerous and many messages during his lifetime, the Last Supper about his death and the resurrection did not help the disciples to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. So the sorrow, the stress of life, the doubt, the unbelief, the wound of the heart, the misunderstanding, the wrong belief, even being the follower without understanding, they had a deep concern about their own life, about the unknown future, about the safety of their own people, about anything they cared about, but they didn't care about the resurrected Jesus. Those feelings contributed to harden the heart of the disciples, so they could not trust in the message of resurrections. We are in our life today. We are not different from Mary. We are not different from the disciples. In today's Christian lifestyle, we read the Bible. We go to church like this one today. We worship. We are a member of a small group, member of a prayer group. We even say amen when preaching, speak to our heart. We promote the Bible cause. We do everything as those who believe in Jesus. But sometimes we do not get it. I can give you some examples why I'm saying sometimes we do not get it. Remember, in the history of this nation, the Bible-believing church used the Bible to resist the freedom of the slaves, for example. The same church today is using also the Bible to transform the meaning, the true context of a biblical truth to justify some worldview of the time, to justify our own desire, to justify what the Bible can call sin, we do that. The same Bible believing church promotes sometimes also a segregation in its form or hatred. It is because we do not get the true biblical message about the resurrection of Jesus. If Jesus is alive, what is the implication? How it comes to our life? How it's being applied to our life? The resurrection of Jesus. We'll come to that later on soon. This is one thing. They didn't get it because of some personal, because of some unbelief, because of stress, because of fear, because of doubt, because they didn't want to believe what Jesus taught them. The Bible is saying, in the past, God spoke to us through the prophet. And today, he has spoken to us through his own son, the one who came, who took the form of a human being, who died on the cross, but who was raised from the dead. God has revealed himself to us through him, the resurrected Jesus. That's why we need to understand the message of resurrection and its implication in our life, in our society, in church today, in whatever we do. We need to know what is the message of resurrection for us today. Before coming to that, let me say something I observed from this text. As Jesus came to reveal himself to Mary, we can see Jesus only when he reveals himself to us. God took initiative to reveal himself to us. When Jesus was talking to Mary, she didn't get it. Until he revealed himself to Mary by calling her by name, Mary. So when Jesus used the common name like a woman to speak to Mary, she did not get the message. But when Jesus spoke to her as a Mary, as an individual, as one person, Mary, she discovered who she was and then recognized Jesus as the rabbi and the Lord. Instead of seeing him as a sir, instead of calling him a gardener, and finally she came to know him as the Lord, as the Savior. This is true throughout the redemptive history. God is the one taking initiative to reveal himself to us. The disciples in the house, for example, were overjoyed when Jesus showed them the mark of the nail, everything in his hand. He revealed himself to them. That the time they believed, that's him. Even Thomas believed when he came and touched Jesus. For the case of the two disciples who recognized the resurrected Jesus, it was at the table. On the route, they didn't understand. On the way, they didn't understand anything. It was only around the table when he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. God is ready to reveal himself to his people. He is ready to reveal himself to those who seek him. He is ready to reveal himself to those who need to understand the message he's giving to us through Jesus. The disciples did not get it because their mind was not open by that time. But when Jesus opened their own mind, they understood the scripture. It's where we can see also the message of mercy. We are not saved by our own effort. We are pulled to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we are pulled to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the time our mind is opened and we can see and understand. It's only by grace that we are saved. The encounter with Jesus leads to discover who he is, but it leads also to discover ourselves. Ignorant people with blindness, spiritual blindness, people who do not understand anything. But when God reveals himself to us, he makes it possible for us to see him and understand his message. That mind opening was often followed with responsibility also. To Mary, for example, he said, do not hold to me, woman. Do not hold to me yet. For I have not returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news. I have seen the Lord. I have seen him. Responsibility. He revealed himself to Mary. He opened her mind. She discovered who was Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. And finally, she obeyed. Go to my brothers. To the disciples, he said, peace be with you, when he revealed himself to them. As the Father sent me, I'm sending you, in John 20, verse 21. To Thomas, he said, stop doubting and believe. As those who are saved by grace, as those who have come to know God, to know Jesus by faith, God has a responsibility he's giving us. We need to stop first what is causing us to do not to see him. We need to stop first our doubt, our unbelief. We need to put behind us our stress, our fear, our sorrow. We need to put all these things, anything making us to do not follow him, to not see him, to not understand his word, put aside. But when you do that, where is the responsibility? Even in Matthew 28, for all of us we know already, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. God coming to us, revealing himself to us, saving us, but also using us as instrument. The resurrection of Jesus, as such, is the foundation of the redemption, is the foundation of everything God has done for us. The resurrection of Jesus is even on the top, and it is the foundation of the power of God. I'm saying this because the resurrection of Christ from dead is the foundation of the gospel. If God, if Jesus was not raised, we could not have good news. The good news was he is risen, he is alive, and now the one believing in him will be saved. The resurrection of Christ attests the uniqueness of Christ as God-man, who was at the beginning, by whom and through whom all things have been created, and who is the Son of God from eternity to eternity. The forgiveness is granted to those who accuse themselves, according to Paul in Romans. Those who accuse themselves before God, God forgives them. In another word, we have the assurance of forgiveness because Christ was raised from the dead. That resurrection, which is a once forever event, because Jesus will not come again to die, once for all, it has confirmed the sovereignty of our God. He is a sovereign God. Those who have come to Christ by faith have eternal life because of the resurrection of Jesus. And that's why we will sing with the Apostle Paul the total victory, saying, "O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your power?" It's because of the resurrection of Jesus. So, those who have come to know God, to believe in Jesus, they have a victory. We have a victory in Jesus because of his resurrection. His resurrection has become our spiritual resurrection, have become our own resurrection, and has become our own foundation of victory. Here are some action items. The resurrected Christ is sending you to tell the story of his death and resurrection. But you will not tell this story if that story is not yours yet. If you don't live that story yet, if you don't live that message, you will not be able to tell the story and give a message of resurrection to others. You give what you have. You talk about what you believe yourself and understand. The world around us needs the message of the resurrection. They need the message, the fundamental message of resurrection, so our worldview can change. Our country can change. Our neighborhood can change. And we can change as individuals. Do you get it? Are you getting it, that message of resurrection? Or you never get it? If you get it, be on it. Believe it. Live it. Share it. Do not let the wrong teaching of the time, the worldview of our society, the spiritual blindness or dryness, or being stuck, don't be stuck in your sin. Do not be stuck in any kind of addiction, of lack of confession or forgiveness. If you know and understand the message of the resurrection, you need to get rid of all those things. My people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge, said God through Hosea 4:6. Through the resurrection of Christ, God has fulfilled his promise. I will give you new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart a stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36, verse 36. Those who have a new heart get the message of resurrection. May God bless us. Amen.